we've got newly elected Commissioner Frank Moe on the phone with us, and he's calling us from where are you, Frank?
I'm down at St. Cloud at the Association of Minnesota Counties annual meeting.
So you're getting your homework done early, right?
Yeah, well, there's all the incoming commissioners are here, and we've been doing a lot of orientation meetings with the county, with the department directors. So, yeah, come January 2nd, we're ready to go.
Okay, well, I wanted to talk with you a little bit. First of all, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
But let's talk about looking ahead at issues that are not only important to you, but, well, let's start there first. What issues do you see personally? And I know it's a little early to, you know, put your bid in at the moment, but what committees would you, if you had your way, like to be on?
Well, the issues, I think, you know, the county right now is going through their budget process, and it's hard not to try to stick your nose into that. I mean, they're talking about raising the levy up to 7% and yet still cutting some programs which are fundamentally important to the county. They're thinking about county cutting some gravel money, road improvement money that we desperately need, yet they're going to be entertaining increasing the levy that goes to the EDA and other places. And so it's hard not to kind of get my nose into that already, but I have to remember that, no, I'm the commissioner-elect, and I have to wait my turn. I think also the county board is going to need to wrestle with the tragic loss of Jay, the county administrator, and look at, so what, are we going to continue with the same model of county administrator and with those responsibilities, or are we going to look at the staffing and if there's any changes at all we want to make? So I think that'll be something we look at really early. You know, I'm still on the fence as far as committees myself. You know, my area of knowledge and experience is more natural resources, but there's a great need in my district for making sure that the roads and bridges are cared for well. So transportation might be something that I'm really interested in being on. People know I'm also in very concerned about access for people who are using our woods and trails. So the Coalition for Multiple Use is something that I'd like to stay involved in, too.
Okay. Now, when you're down at the Association of Minnesota Counties meeting, what kind of things are going on? What are you attending, and who are you meeting?
Well, it's interesting coming walking in. There's, you know, within 5 minutes, I met a half a dozen people I already knew from my capital days, which is really nice. It's kind of a homecoming in that way. But there's, you know, a lot of work to be done here, and caucusing with other county commissioners from rural districts, rural counties around the state, you know, just to talk about common issues. There's a couple of specific meetings I'm really interested in going to today. One is being put on by St. Louis County. Fond du Lac Reservation is exercising its treaty rights over clean air on their reservation, which they, in my view, have the complete right to do. But St. Louis County has considerable industry around Fond du Lac, and so there's some potential conflicts there. And so I'm really interested to sit in on that to see, you know, what the implications for us might be, perhaps in the future, and how they're handling that. So that's one. And there's just some real basic administrative meetings that will kind of help you. Okay, what are the easiest and most future-thinking ways to manage rural counties? So I'm trying to get as much of that in as I can.
Well, it's pretty well-known fact that the state has been passing more and more responsibilities off to counties.
Yeah.
But, and as you mentioned or alluded to, you were a member of the state legislature a while back.
Yeah, but I was never responsible for any of that, Jay. That was
No, I know. Now, I'm just doing a lead-in here, Frank. No fingers pointed. But in that position, you realize, from the legislative position, that county officials, like you are now, are involved in just what seems like an amazing number of committees and organizations that they, in order to remain at the table, you've got to be at the table. So what I'm getting at here is that do you feel a little overwhelmed by that? Because some of your fellow commissioners have been on what seems like a dozen different committees, and that's a hard act to
juggle. Yeah, I think up to 40 committees. And a couple things. One, I was on a variety of committees when I served in the legislature, and I was involved in government before that. So I've got at least a certain level of working knowledge, I think, which is going to be helpful. But I do think that, there are a lot of committees, and I think my voice would be to look at the number of committees and organizations that we have representing us. I mean, is there any room for consolidation? The reality is, anybody only has so many hours in a day, and you put so many things on your plate, and other things fall off. We only have so much time and energy, and I'd really like to, and my voice is always going to be trying to focus on the basic things that county government and I think the people that I talk to in elections think that we should be working on: transportation, public safety, and basic health and human services. And there are some other administrative things that we have to have. We have to have a county attorney, we have to have an auditor, that kind of thing. But I am concerned that we are trying to do too much, and that means that takes us away from those fundamental functions that I think county government is supposed to provide.
Okay, before I let you go in a minute or so, how is all this going to change your personal life?
Right. I'll probably get less sleep. my poor wife is having to, with her friend Mark, is going to be taking care of dogs today and tomorrow, so there'll be a little, families of elected officials take on the burden a lot too, and I think we all know that, and so I want to thank them, not just for me, but for everybody else, I mean, it's a commitment to service that not just we take on, but our families do too, so it's going to affect all of us a bit, but I think it's a good, I believe in public service, and so does my wife, and so, that's a choice that we made knowingly based on our experience before,
Okay, Frank Moe is down in St. Cloud at the Association of Minnesota Counties meeting, and he will take over here as a county commissioner for District 1 at the far east end of the county come the first of the year. And we will look forward to talking with you on a regular basis as we go through the year, Frank.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jay, Gary.
Thank you very much.